Anthony's going to try and get one more shot off for him. Corner, the buzzer. Oh, he puts it in! Mark Messier. Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
YouTube, what's going on, man? Welcome back to TCAM Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Tracewell. Listen, college football, week one, thrilling, right? A lot of thrillers, a lot of good game. We had USC, LSU was thrilling. Notre Dame, Texas A&M, while it was a big match of the week, I wouldn't say it was the most thrilling game, but it was a very competitive game. So that made it fun. Penn State, WVU, it was iffy, really. I mean, West Virginia just underperformed, and it's a personal heartfelt game for me. So jumping into that game is just going to be emotional, and a lot of things we got to talk about, a lot of things we got to break down, because we know that West Virginia has a longer season, and we've seen a lot of competitive play throughout the weekend. We saw great play from Arizona. We saw a pretty good play from UCF. We saw a good play through Kansas State. So a lot of the Big 12 played really well over the weekend. Kansas played really well. But however, today, we're not talking about college football. Today's not going to be a college football episode because the NFL is back. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. College football has returned. The NFL has now returned. We are in week one. Welcome to Thursday Night Football, folks. The Ravens and the Chiefs are going to kick us off. Now, we all know the Super Bowl defending champs, back-to-back champs, are favored to win this game. They are at home. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they are them guys, those two of them dogs. They're looking to three-peat this year. I know it's a big goal on their list. Lamar Jackson, what happened to this Ravens defense last year, right? Lost the coordinator, lost a couple guys on the defense, added Derrick Henry out of the backfield, finally got an elite running back in the backfield with duo with Lamar Jackson, still got Zay Flowers on the outside, still got Mark Andrews, lost a couple guys on the offensive line. Is their run game going to be the same? This is the AFC Championship game rematch. Now, Lamar Jackson has a lot to prove this year, right? It's not just about his individual stats. It's not just about what he's done on the field. He's a phenomenal player who's put on phenomenal performances, done great through the regular season, right? Kind of same thing we talk about Josh Allen, but I would say, to be honest with you folks, Lamar Jackson's a little bit of a step up because of the two MVPs, because of those two MVP seasons he performed like last year in 2019, I'm pretty sure, was his other one. Those two seasons were remarkable for him. He's done remarkable things throughout the regular season. He can't beat Patrick Mahomes, in which Patrick Mahomes owns pretty much everybody except for Joe Burrow and Tom Brady. Those are the only two guys that he really has never gotten to beat. Like, he's beaten Joe Burrow, I think, one out of three times, and Tom Brady beat him in the AFC Championship game when he was first go-round, and he beat him in the Super Bowl when he was with the Bucks. So Brady's had his number. Joe Burrow's had his number. Lamar Jackson, high expectations with Derrick Henry this year in this offense. There's a lot of expectations for Baltimore and against the Chiefs. And there's high expectations that Lamar should be taking over the AFC instead of sitting behind Patrick Mahomes. We all know how great Patrick Mahomes is, but at the end of the day, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens have expectations. John Harbaugh has expectations. This organization, how well they put this team together, has expectations. Now, for this Thursday night game on NBC, right, the opener, we're rolling in Kansas City, and this is a hard one for me. I think this is hard for most people to take because I know a lot of people want to roll with the Chiefs, and I know a lot of people want to roll with Baltimore. I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to take the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has his number. Now, Lamar Jackson's an incredible player. Mark Andrews is great. Derrick Henry is going to be there. Their defense is questionable. I question their defense. I think Pacheco for the offense for Kansas City could affect that defense in Baltimore. We know Travis Kelce will affect it. It's Xavier Worthy who got drafted to them this year. Can he affect their defense? What is that offense? You know, the receiving core was not great last year. Now they got to add maybe some little bit of talent receivers. Is there going to be better against a weaker Baltimore defense? Chiefs are at home. It's the opener. It's going to be exciting night, right? Ring night, fun night for everybody. I got to go to the Chiefs. The Chiefs beating Baltimore in game one in the opener. And we are going to discuss all of week one. I want to get into it. because, listen, there's a lot of NFL football to talk and a lot of football to talk in general, but week one is always the thriller. So that'll be the Thursday. That'll be tonight's game, and I pick the Chiefs to and the minus the spread and minus three. I think they will hold the spread. Friday's game, we have the Eagles and the Packers. Now, Jordan Love, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, NFC divisional game last year, battled it out, right? They almost took down the 49ers and almost faced the Lions in the NFC conference championship game. Going into this hard matchup against Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, Nick Sirianni, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, a little bit of a revamped defense for the Philadelphia Eagles, and two new coordinators kind of rolling in. Philadelphia, a lot of pressure on Nick Sirianni this year to get something done, to get back to the Super Bowl and possibly capture a championship against a young Packers team with a more experienced Jordan Love, with a Matt LaFleur who knows how to win football games. This is a thriller. Again, another thriller, another opener thriller. And this one is the St. Paul game. I think this is in Mexico. So Eagles, Packers. I know everybody wants to roll Eagles, but I got to go to the Packers. And not because the Eagles have more talent. The Eagles are way more talented than the Packers. But I like Jordan Love. I like Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. I like this backfield that, with Josh Jacobs they got. I like Matt LaFleur over Nick Sirianni. I think Matt LaFleur is a better coach than Nick Sirianni. I think he keeps proving it time and again. And when Nick Sirianni was supposed to be this, you know, they were supposed to be all-time great in the playoffs last year. They were supposed to come back and have a revenge season. They fell against the Buccaneers, where the Packers exceeded everybody's expectations. Nobody thought they'd make the playoffs last year. Nobody thought Jordan Love would be as good as he is. The Packers know how to find quarterbacks, and all I can think of, Jordan Love has just got paid. Jordan Love has a roster. Jordan Love has a team. Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson are going to look to get their bag eventually. They got to produce and perform this year. I know that it's all favored on the Eagles. I know people are going to roll with the Eagles. I'm rolling with the Packers, though. I like this team. I like this defense. I like Green Bay against the Philadelphia Eagles in on the Friday game. Now we're into our Sunday games. So we'll talk about the 1 o'clock games real quick. Cardinals and Bills. Got to go Bills. Marvin Harrison Jr. coming to the Cardinals. I know it's a big-time move. Help for Kyler Murray. James Conner coming out of the backfield. Buffalo, I know no Stephon Diggs. I know no Gabe Davis. I know they're gone. And I know you got Keon Coleman. We got Dawson Knox. We got Dalton Kincaid. Defense, lost a little bit on defense. It's not going to be a great Buffalo year in my prediction, but they still have Josh Allen, and I would take Josh Allen over Kyler Murray any day of the week. And I would say both teams are not even. I'd say the Cardinals are still worse than the Buffalo Bills, but I think the Buffalo Bills are... I think the Buffalo Bills have gotten worse, but I think they're still better than the Cardinals, and I still would pick Josh Allen over Kyler Murray every day of the week. So I will take the Bills against the Cardinals. Patriots and Bengals. Jacoby Brissett's getting the start right over Drake May and Joe Milton. Patriots, this one's tough because I don't know about where the Patriots are going. I don't know where they're going. I don't know what they're doing. I know everybody's like, trust Gerard Mayo, but I'm not too sure where this offense is going. They have no receivers. They have Hunter Henry. They have Stevenson coming out of the backfield. They're starting an experienced quarterback when they drafted two quarterbacks. That doesn't make any sense to me. I guess he could start a game or two, but I don't expect Jacoby Brissett to be in 4 or 5 games, and then Drake May and then Joe Milton end up getting a start. It just doesn't make any sense to me. This team is young. They're a young offense against a experienced Bengals offense with Joe Burrow coming back. Still got Ja'Marr Chase. Still got T. Higgins. Don't have Joe Mixon anymore. Have Zach Moss coming out of the backfield. I like the Bengals versus the Patriots. Just offensively way better. So I'm picking the Bengals to win. Vikings and Giants. Let me tell you about this game. Not going to be that interesting. Not because the Vikings are not better than the Giants, but the Vikings quarterback, we don't have J.J. McCarthy starting. Daniel Jones is a bad quarterback. Threw 2 picks in his first preseason game. I don't like it. Malik Nabers is going to be a good receiver, but they don't have a good back. They don't have a good offensive line. Their defense is suspect for the Giants. Daniel Jones is the quarterback. Outside of Malik Nabers, I'm not looking too high on the Giants. The Vikings still got Justin Jefferson, still got Jordan Addison, still got TJ Hockerson, got Aaron Jones from Green Bay. So offensively, they have a bunch of weapons, and I think they'll be fine defensively against this particular roster. So no matter who you throw in a quarterback, I think it's going to be decent and better than the New York Giants. So Vikings for me. Titans-Bears, fun matchup here. Caleb Williams first start. Will Levis returning. Have a good offensive line in Tennessee, right? We have DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. We don't have Derrick Henry anymore. We got Tony Pollard in the backfield. New coach, new I can't remember his exact name, but he was the offensive coordinator for the Bengals last year. Good offense that he's always produced in for the Bengals. So Will Levis coming back against Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Rome Dunze, loaded offense, Matt Eberflus, a lot of pressure on him. I know he's got Caleb Williams. I know this is the first start for Caleb Williams, but a lot of pressure with this talented offense and a pretty decent defense. I'm looking at this roster and going, yo, this team could win 8 or 9 games this year, realistically. They could. Caleb Williams could get the... I mean, you have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet on the offense. Listen, most quarterbacks that are just average could win 7-8 games with this roster. They have the roster to do it. Against this Titans team who's got a new coach, right? New system. Upgraded the offensive line. Added 2 more people to the offensive line. No Derrick Henry. Don't have their normal identity. Onto a new identity. Still have D-Hop. Got Calvin Ridley. I think the Titans are going to improve. I just don't think they're going to be better than Chicago today. I know Will Levis has the experience, but the rest of the team is in a new system, and they are in a new system compared to, really, outside of Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, and Caleb Williams just coming into a system. So I'm going to roll with the Bears in a close one. I would say it would be like a 2017 game, really. I think it's close. I think it's close the entire way. So Bears 2017. Panthers, Saints, got to go with the Saints. I know the Bryce Young and the Panthers have made moves. I know they got Deontay Johnson. They still have Adam Thielen, Chuba Hubbard, Jonathan Brooks, who's going to miss his first 4 games, but he'll be back soon enough. Panthers have a upcoming defense, I believe. I believe their defense is not too shabby, but offense, they're not better than the Saints. Derek Carr, Chris Olave, Alvin Kamara, still there. Another year underneath their belt as a squad together with Derek Carr as the quarterback, sorry. I would go Saints over Panthers. I believe the Panthers are on the right track. I believe Bryce Young's going to be better than Derek Carr. However, this roster is going to be gelled together more than this roster. This roster's still building. This roster's going to be gelled together. I like the Saints over the Panthers week 1. Steelers-Falcons. Whew. Emotional game for me. Big Steelers fan. Russell Wilson getting the first start. Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren's working through a hamstring. George Pickens. This team, this offense, our defense is going to be pretty good for the Steelers. They are all the time. They're all pretty average defense at best, but the offense, Russell Wilson, what Russ are we getting? We have a new coordinator in Arthur Smith. Are we getting a good Russ? Are we getting a bad Russ? I mean, I don't know. The Falcons, Kirk Cousins coming back. How has Kirk Cousins' injuries been? For them, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, kind of a core that has been together for at least a year. Their defense, they added defense. They added the guy from Matt Judon from the Patriots as linebacker, so they keep making moves. Michael Penix is in the backfield now. All just depends on Kirk Cousins and where his health is, right? Got Darnell Mooney on the other side. For this team, it just depends where Kirk Cousins is. And for the Steelers, it depends where Russell Wilson is. I think this is a fair matchup right here. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh because I like the Steelers, and I'm always going to bet the Steelers. I know it's unrealistic. Maybe to some of you, the Falcons should win. I know a lot of people on our Twitter, by the way, if you're not followed Twitter, it's TKM Sports Podcast on the Twitter. We have voted. People have been voting for who is going to win each division. Most people have picked the Falcons for this division to win. They picked the Falcons to come out. So, get on there. Let us know what you think. Let us know how you feel about each team. Post every day. So, and I'm going to keep trying to post content for NFL and football on that Twitter every single day. So for me, Steelers over the Falcons, but it'd be a 3-point win. It'd be a 3-point win. Boswell for the win, right? Jags and Dolphins. I don't really see how the Jags got so much better. Still have Trevor Lawrence. Still got Travis Etienne. Their defense is still there, but offensively with Christian Kirk, they don't have Calvin Ridley anymore. I just don't see how they're better than Miami. Miami's defense, Vic Fangio, another year underneath his belt with this defense. Jalen Ramsey's there. You have Jalen Waddle. You have Tyreek Hill. You have Mostert and D-Chan coming out of the backfield. Tua just got his big contract with Tyreek Hill on the outside. You got to give me Miami. Miami offensively is explosive. They're a top four team at least in the league in offense. So I got to go Miami Jags all day. Colts versus Texans. I feel like this is a matchup we're going to love for years. Anthony Richardson's coming back against the experienced C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud has Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs. We got, I think, Joe Mixon coming out of the backfield this year. A better defense this year. More experience as a coach for their coaching staff this year. Against AR with Michael Pittman, Adonai Mitchell, Jonathan Taylor. This is going to be a fun matchup through and through. AR versus CJ Stroud. I hope this is a matchup that we love for years to come. This battle of the AFC South is so much fun. I love the upcoming of Will Levis and the Titans. I love what CJ Stroud and the Texans have done. AR5 and what he has done with this team and the fun and the levels that the Colts are making to get better, right? I love how this looks for the AFC South. I love how it looks. The Jags might be the only one I'm not in too much love for what they look like right now. I know they're still a good roster team, but I just love what the other three organizations are moving to. So for that matchup, though, I got to go with CJ Stroud. I know AR's coming back, and he can make a shock and a thrill, right? But I've got to go with CJ Stroud and Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell and Nico Collins and Joe Mixon, right? And Dalton Schultz. Just a more experienced offense, and I think that the Texans have something to prove, and later on, we won't discuss it today, but the Texans are in my top two for sleeper, and my top two, and one of my teams possibly could be one of the teams I almost considered that they could knock off the Chiefs. They're that good to knock off the Chiefs this year. Raiders and Chargers. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not too sure how I feel about the Chargers. I know Justin Herbert's still there, but he don't have any weapons. They got Quentin Johnston and Jordan Palmer. Justin Herbert's still the quarterback. They got J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards out of the backfield. I just don't know where the Chargers are at. I know Jim Harbaugh knows what he's doing. I'm not going to question Jim Harbaugh because he's proven everybody wrong every time somebody questions him. But I just don't know how this year's going to look for them, and I don't think it's going to be a great year for the Los Angeles Chargers. Give me the Raiders. Gardner Minshew leaving the Colts, going out to L.A., Las Vegas, and going to play with Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers, and this experienced team this core has kind of been together out there with Brock Bowers, who they added. The Raiders are offensively. Offense versus offense, I'm going to take the Raiders because I still think the Chargers defense is poor. So I'm going to take the Raiders to win this game. Even though the Chargers are favored, I think the Raiders and Gardner Minshew, with the talented offense they have, I don't see why not. I don't know why the Chargers are so much favored because it's over the Raiders. Gardner Minshew didn't have a bad year last year. He's got better weapons now. He's got one of the best receivers in the league. Devontae Adams is still a good receiver. He's still a pretty great receiver. He's still top five, I think, in our opinion. I still think he can make top five. If even out of your top five, you probably have him sitting at six. But he's still in my top five. So I would have to take Devontae Adams and Gardner Minshew. Broncos, Seahawks. Broncos rebuild. Bo Nix starting. Javonte Williams, Cortland Sutton. They're in a complete rebuild over there. So, Geno, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Got to go. And Kenneth Walker, got to go. Seahawks. Cowboys, Browns. This could be really interesting. I've took a lot of notion thinking about this. CeeDee Lamb, one of the best receivers in the league. Dak, always been consistent. We all know what Dak Prescott can do. I don't think we need to go over it anymore. This defense, questionable. What are they going to be without Dan Quinn this year? The Browns, though, Deshaun Watson's coming back. We've been saying that for a while. Nick Chubb's coming back this year, but Jerome Ford's still starting. Got Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos. Got Amari Cooper running on the outside there. Got David Njoku on the other side. Their defense is just as good as anybody. They have probably a top three defense in the league with Myles Garrett being Defensive Player of the Year, which is not my vote because T.J. Watt was always Defensive Player of the Year, but Myles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year. You got to give me Cleveland. I got to take Cleveland. They're at home, 425 game. Cowboys, Offensively, I still think they're going to be good. Their defense is the question mark. I don't have to question the Browns' defense. I know what they're made of. So, Browns take the win, and I think it'd be more than three. I think if Deshaun Watson plays just an average game, they can win more than three. And I know CeeDee Lamb could cook, but Denzel Ward's going to be on him all day. So, I got to go to Cleveland. Commanders, Bucks. Baker just got his new deal. Mike Evans is still there. Chris Godwin's still there. Got White coming out of the backfield. Bucks had a good year last year. I got to go Tampa Bay. Jaden Daniels is young. He's on the come up. I think he's going to be a pretty decent quarterback, though. And I think this roster, they're not put together yet. And I just think the Bucks have been together. Bucks have been right together. They kept most of their core together. I like Tampa Bay for this game. Our Sunday night game, the Rams and the Lions, the NFC divisional rematch game. The Rams, Matt Stafford going back to Detroit against Jared Goff. This game's so much fun. I love this game. This was one of the best playoff games last year. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be one of the best Sunday night games I've seen in a while. I love this matchup. I love Dan Campbell versus Sean McVay. Matt Stafford versus Jared Goff. Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua versus Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Gibbs, Montgomery. This lineup, this team, Sam Laporta, this squad. I know the Rams are everybody's underdog. I know the Rams are looking for comeback season. I know Matt Stafford wants this game back. I love the Lions. I love Dan Campbell. They are one of my favorite teams. They're my favorite NFC team. They really are. I love this team. I love rolling with them. I love the swag, the animosity, this team, this young vibe they got going on, right? I love it. But I feel like if I go with the Lions here, I'm going to be just being biased. I got to go with the Rams. Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp really coming back from injury last year. Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams. I know Aaron Donald retired. I know this defense isn't exactly the same. I know they've had a weaker defense in their offense. But I do think that Matt Stafford believes they should have won that playoff game last year. Believes they should have had their moment. I love the Lions, and I want to roll with them. But I'm going to take the Rams. I agree. Cooper Kupp's going to have a comeback season. Puka Nacua's on his way up. Kyren Williams will be there. Blake Corum's there. Matt Stafford is going to get the better of Jared Goff this time, and Sean McVay's going to make sure of it. So give me the Rams to beat the Lions. And then the Monday Night Football, the return of the man, Aaron Rodgers versus the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy, our Super Bowl, the team that was in the Super Bowl last year, just got Trent Williams back, just got Brandon Ayuk back, got Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, Hufanga on the defense. This team is real against Aaron Rodgers, against Garrett Wilson, against Breece Hall, who's going to be a big-time running back this year. This is the matchup in the game that most people want to see. A lot of people want to see this. There's a lot of good games in week one, by the way. This is crazy. I know I should go with the 49ers because they're more experienced. I know I should go with Shanahan, but I've got to roll with A-Rod. Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, they're going to be an exciting duo this year. There's a lot of pressure on his shoulders. Garrett Wilson, there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders to be an elite receiver. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going with the New York Jets. I'm going with the New York Jets. I think the New York Jets are going to pull off you. And not because I'm not wanting to go against Brock Purdy. I know the 49ers are a better team. I know their defense is great. I know their offense is great. I know Brock Purdy isn't. He has solidified himself as the starting quarterback and deserves all the love and the praise. I know Kyle Shanahan is that guy. But there is so much pressure on Aaron Rodgers' back. And he has such a tough season. He has such a tough schedule. This is a win I think he should get. He has to try and get this win. Aaron Rodgers needs to come back and make everybody know who he is. If this is his final season, if this is the last time we're going to see Aaron Rodgers has to be the guy to challenge Mahomes. He's got to be the guy to challenge everybody. And I think this is Aaron Rodgers' year to make a statement. Aaron Rodgers is a multiple time MVP for a reason. He's been to multiple NFC championship games for a reason. He's been to a Super Bowl. He is a Super Bowl champion. He came to New York for a reason. He wanted to be here for a reason. Let's get it done. I'm not saying that I expect the 49ers to be in the NFC Divisional and probably the championship game. I expect them to be there. I expect they should be back, right? But not this night. I think this is A-Rod's night. So give me Aaron Rodgers. And that is week one of the NFL season. Like I said, a lot to talk about, a lot more to get into, and a lot of stuff that I want to continue on. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my reaction videos. I do reaction videos on TikTok. So I have a TikTok channel for us. It's TKM Sports Podcast on the TikTok. Please go follow, watch a video. I do react to all the games, and I do talk about what my opinion was to those games. And a lot of NFL games are going to be on there. Not every single NFL game will be on there, but I'm going to highlight the big time games. I do have an Instagram, TKM_sports_podcast_. I know there's a lot of underscores, but that's the way I had to design that page. So go follow the Instagram. Go follow the Twitter. Every single day, we're going to talk about college football, and we're going to talk about NFL. There's going to be polls up every day, voting every day, and maybe we can do a live stream or something like that here eventually, but for right now, go follow the pages. Go give us a like. And go, even in the comments of all my posts, let's talk. Let's talk about what topic you want to talk about. Who's better than who, right? Let's start. We can even talk about Hall of Fame players. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Right? Does Eli Manning really deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? We could talk about that. So there's a bunch of stuff we can talk. There's a bunch of different topics we can run into. Calvin Johnson, talk about, you know, greatest wide receiver ever, greatest wide receiver of this modern era. There could be a lot of things to talk about. But anyway, go onto the channels, like, comment, subscribe to this channel. Follow the channel, hit that notification sign so you know when every time I'm going to post an episode. And ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the first weekend of NFL football. Now we will have a small episode coming Saturday for college football. College football this Saturday. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see y'all next time.